I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's one of the greatest hair and fashion scholars, and I wonder how she spent her gift card for $70. So watch What Happens Live with Eva Marcel and Miss Lawrence now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. Two-thirds of the way through an Atlanta reunion that has aged us all by 2 or 3 years. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, looking nothing like a tree tonight, it's Eva Marcel. Hi, Eva. And say hi to America's favorite singer slash actor slash hairstylist from Star on Fox, Miss Lawrence. Hey, Miss Lawrence. Great to see you both. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Last time I saw you, it was at that bloodbath of a reunion. So
oh,
I'm glad.
God.
Yes. After tonight's reunion, I think it's fair to say we all need a big drink and a bigger piece of cake. Over at the bar, please welcome the creator of the famous explosion cake at Flower Shop Bakery in New York City, Amira Kassam.
I just had a piece
of cake. The new cookbook, The Power of Sprinkles, is out now. Like, Kelly Ripa turned me on to these cakes. They're unbelievable. And she brought one to my baby shower. You're going to cut it in about 10 minutes, and
yes,
you're gonna, it's going to blow everyone's mind. So just
you know,
so you know,
I just had a slice of that from Andre Leon Talley at Barney's.
Oh, well, there you go. They're amazing.
Okay, humble brag.
Let's get started. First, during the night's reunion, Marlo and Shamari were slinging shade at each other left and right. Take a look. Oof.
It's intuition. Shamari has a drinking problem.
Oh my God, now she's psychic.
What is the difference between anything we've seen Shamari do and you being drunk in Tokyo?
That's not just hitting you on your poom-poom. That's just not.
I'm sure if I gave you some Gucci, you'll let me hit you on your poom-poom.
Girl, you're throwback thirsty. You keep living through your husband.
I don't trust a convict with a lisp.
The streets talk.
Girl. What about what the streets say about you? Nobody even knows
y'all
who the hell you are, first off. You've been on this damn show for 6 seasons, and I can't tell you what the hell you do.
Girl, that look Claire's outfit, and Claire's don't even sell clothes.
Please.
Not Claire's. No, they close.
All right, go to WWHL.TV for our first poll of the night. Who won this shade battle, Marlo or Shamari? Who do you think won?
Shamari LaCroix DeVoe.
Oh,
okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing, right? I watched that, and Shamari carried on in that read moment, and she was given This Is Balenciaga.
Right.
Now, I've never heard of that.
Right.
So I can't really give her the
Listen,
trophy.
No, she got the trophy because she said she was a convict with a lisp. And that
okay,
was
but you know what? I know, but everybody come from something, so I, that's okay. Never a read to
All
me.
All right,
honey.
You guys are going with Shamari here, 92%. This season, Marlo revealed the streets. We're talking about what street you actually live on. What is your current living situation? What's going on?
Have
you
moved? It's the same as most people. I live in a home. I'm fine.
Have you moved since we've last seen you?
No, since you last seen me, I have not moved. But you know what's more amazing is that Marlo spends more time worried about where I live and labels and less time worried about proper application of a lace front.
All right. Miss Lawrence, speaking of, you attended Diana Ross's big 75th birthday blowout, and I have a bunch of questions all about it. Whose rendition of Happy Birthday was better, Beyonce or Stevie Wonder?
Oh.
Don't you dare do that to me.
Was there any partygoer who made you think, how did they get the invite? It was, Diddy was there, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kris Jenner, Chris Rock. I mean, there were a lot of huge stars.
I think, you know, let me tell you something. The energy in that room, the vibration was so good. I think everybody that was there belonged there.
Yeah. Most surreal moment of the night.
Oh, me and Bette Midler, honey.
What, you and Bette Midler?
Oh,
what?
It was like I had never met a stranger. She said, I got to the concert portion of the party.
Yeah.
I was invited to the private party as well.
Yeah.
But then the concert portion was held at the Palladium in L.A., I was sitting all the way at the end by my little self, because you know I like to party and get life by myself sometimes. And she saw me and she said, you know, I'm going to come down there. Is that okay? And honey, me and Beth sat there and kiki'd and got bagged out on all of Diana Ross's music.
I love it.
It was the best thing ever.
That's
Midler
all
is the
I
greatest.
Needed. Thank you very much, Miss Lawrence. That was good. By the way, we want to welcome the host of Bevelations on Radio Andy. Ooh. Bevy Smith is in the You are a bevelation.
I'm bevelated by being here.
Yes. She's bevelated by being here.
I'm bevelated.
Eva and I kind of feel like I'm bevelating a little bit. Eva and Miss Lawrence came for your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight during the reunion, Greg joined NeNe on the couch. And here's what, as they look back on a trying past, it made us wonder whether they're going to try to have a future. Watch.
Greg is not a walk in the park, not even if he didn't have cancer.
Were you trying to push her away?
No, I wasn't trying to push her away. I've never had cancer before. Whatever it is I was doing, I didn't understand it either.
Obviously, I was upset because I'm the person that's dealing with all of this stuff.
You both want to save this marriage.
I do.
Do you, NeNe?
I feel like I have been pushed up against the wall, and I'm coming out like, no.
That to me says this could not work.
Anything is possible.
Right.
We would just have to see.
All right. Sad.
It was so sad.
So sad. Really sad. Yeah. Second, with all NeNe was facing at home, one would think that she would need some friends to lean on, but tonight she declared that there was hardly a friend in sight. Take a look.
Tanya's title changed from NeNe's friend to Eva's friend. At some point during the season. Did you agree with that title change?
Yes.
I'm not her friend. You're
Here's
her friend.
The deal.
Y'all are not friends? You and Eva?
I thought we were, but I learned while watching the show. We weren't.
I'm not interested in being really good friends with any of these girls anyway.
You do yourself a disservice when it comes to your friends, and I know
what friend? I'm not even friends with half of these people.
That is hurtful. Like, for you to sit here and say, you are not my friend.
Okay?
So just understand what you're doing. You think it's all nonchalant and cute, but that hurts.
What's your response?
No response.
Okay, here's what. That leads to our next poll, which is whose side are you on, NeNe or everybody else? What was your reaction to what was going on there?
You know what? I was really surprised about how cold NeNe was. It was sad. I mean, the way I understand it is the point of the reunion is to unpack luggage, right? And a lot of times you watch the show and you have revelations and you learn things that you didn't know during the season.
Yeah.
And so my irritation with NeNe was what I learned while watching the show.
Right.
But it just seemed like she just came out there like with a thick shoulder and daggers, like she was just ready.
Not a thick shoulder.
That one. The one.
You guys chose everybody else there by a landslide. Finally, in honor of the ATL reunion, I want to have Miss Lawrence weigh in on their looks. Like he's taking a trip back to the reading room. Here's what, it's time for a round of Against the Lawrence Reunion Edition. We are going to go through reunion outfits. You say who slays and who should be dragged off their couch in handcuffs. All right, what about Eva's shimmering gown with dramatic off-the-shoulder sleeves?
I love the silhouette of the gown. I was not a fan of the color and the fabric, but the glam.
He had to choose.
But the glam was on point.
Okay, what about NeNe's Nene's understated one shoulder gown.
I actually loved
I did Nene's too.
Gown. I was not a fan of her glam, but
oh,
I
weren't.
She actually had the favorite gown only because I love I love simplicity on women. I mean like myself.
What about Candy's metallic dress and dramatic bangs?
I wasn't using that. I tell you right now, everybody else was on trend for prom season.
Oh. But you didn't like Candy's hair? I loved her hair.
Oh, I liked her hair and her makeup, okay. Yes.
All right, what about Tanya's V-neck gown and diamond necklace?
No, I thought the necklace competed with that, with all of
the shoulder going thing. On. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Portia's sleek maternity look with embellished shoulders.
Yes.
I don't like to talk about pregnant women.
Okay.
Cynthia's
golden goddess moment.
It was cute. Cynthia could do better.
Okay.
Cynthia could know.
What about Shamari's green and blue sequin dress?
Well, honey, I was trying to figure out something nice to say until I learned that she called it Balenciaga, and nobody's ever heard of that.
Which doesn't exist. Okay. What about Marlo's black sheer and shiny dress with statement earrings?
You know what? Now this could have been good. I would have rather Marlo had a hair pulled like all the way back or something short and cropped on the head.
Let's take a trip back to season one.
Dang,
Kim in a silk mustard blouse and black dress.
Well, you
black vest.
Now let me. You know the answer to that.
Okay. What about season three? Candy in a strapless leather print mini, leopard print.
Come
mini.
On, Shownuff.
All right. Thank you very much. That's against the law. Michael Rappaport tweeted, based on my professional opinion, I must say that collectively, this is one of the best reunions ever. Funny, dramatic, and shocking stuff. All right. Well, I agree. Now, Amira, you got to cut that cake and show the people what it looks like.
Cake.
This is super cool.
Amira,
check this out. This is why you need this cake, everybody.
I mean, I brought you one that was a champagne bottle, too.
Oh, my God, I can't
wait.
Now, check this out. Check this out, everybody.
The champagne.
Here it goes. Oh! I mean, isn't that the best?
And it's so
I can't get over
good.
It. How? I call that the Kelly Ripa cake. I gotta tell you, I do. Okay, let's go to the phones. Sheila from Alabama. Hey, Sheila, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hi, Andy. How are you today?
Great. I'm about to be better because she's bringing me that
cake. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Sheila.
Right. Hey, Sheila.
Eva, this question is for Eva.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Eva, when Nene asked you to come back to the restaurant and you told her, don't have the mic, you don't want to be on the mic, why you didn't want the mic on?
Good question.
You had to say?
So,
good question.
When I left the restaurant, I was done with the day. I was done with the scene. I was done with the girls. I was done with the day.
Okay.
So when Nene called me, I thought it was a friend calling me, trying to talk me off a ledge, like, girl, let me talk to you.
Right. But it's you are okay. on a and reality I'm, show.
I get it. But I left the reality show and went back to reality.
I know, but you can't leave the reality show
but
when you're on the reality
well,
show.
Just like when Nene was not supposed to say anything to Portia, and then she went and said something as a friend, because
yeah,
it's
right,
like
right,
girl
right.
code. Because
yep.
that's what, like, genuine friends do, because we're ride or die, that thing.
Okay.
It's kind of... That's what I guess I consider the same thing applied.
All right. Let's go. Thank you for this cake. Next week on the final part of the Atlanta reunion, Eva challenges Marlo over some cold-hearted bridesmaids and confronts Nene over a hot mic that we were just talking about. Take a look at this sneak peek.
You gonna tell Eva, the bridesmaid, that gave you the info?
I already know it.
A couple of them got to me.
It was like three of them.
So what are we saying here? What are we saying? We're saying that we believe that I'm a whole lesbian in L.A.
You've been in a serious relationship with the woman, one that was married, whose name starts with a C.
I have never had a fricus with you about this whole situation. My problem was with Nene.
What do you mean?
You said I'm going to take my microphone off.
You are saying that you are mad because I came out to talk to you and had a mic on. That's what you're saying?
And said nothing to me about it, friend.
All right.
She said she knew that I was going to be mad. What was the last thing she said? Like, ooh, Eva's going to be mad. I kept my mic on.
Let's go to Nicole from Georgia. Hey, Nicole, what's your question for Miss Lawrence?
Mm. Hey, Andy. Hey, Eva. Hey, Miss Lawrence.
Hey, baby. Hey,
boo.
Where's my question? My question is for you, Miss Lawrence. Do you think that Shamari deserved all the flack that she received?
But let me say this about Oprah. Let me say this about Oprah voice. I love Kay.
Do you think Shamari deserved all the flack she got for her fashions this season?
Listen here. Nobody deserves any of that stuff that they throw at each other on that show.
Right.
But it's a part of the show. So okay. Guess what? It's a part of your initiation. Yes, she deserved it.
No, okay. She didn't.
Let's go to Bonette from St. Louis. Hey, Bonette, what's your question?
Hi, it's Bobette. Hello, everybody.
Bobette, sorry.
Eva, not a problem. Eva.
Ma'am.
Do you give Nene credit for bringing you on the show?
Nene didn't bring me on the show. Nene was the only person I knew once I was asked to be on the show.
Okay.
That's just the truth of it all, and she knows it. She might have helped other people acquire a peach, but she had no fruit salad for me.
Eva Taylor R. wants to know if you think Cynthia tried to set Nene up at her party by having Kenya there.
I really don't. I can see how everything looks, and considering Nene and Cynthia's friendship, I could see how that, like...
Can I say something about that?
But I really don't think that it was, like, a whole setup.
Say
I remember, I forgot what season it was now, because I watched the show.
Okay.
But I remember Kenya getting upset with Nene because Nene invited one of Kenya's ex to a party they had.
Okay.
And... you know, Kenya felt like it was malicious and on purpose. So I really didn't understand how Nene was upset about...
The real question is why. If Nene has no issue with Kenya, why does it matter if the girl comes to the show?
They were kind of beefing a little bit.
Cynthia is embarking on a new career and business venture, and both of these girls are her good Judy. Right. So why wouldn't she, like, why would she care? It's not that deep. Drink it.
It's game time, everybody. From Portia and Candy unfollowing each other to Cynthia garnering mixed reviews with hashtag chill, Instagram played a major part in the ATL drama. So let's bring back a game that would be considered shady, even by Eva's standards. It's time for Who Has More Followers? I'm going to show you celebrities, you guess who has more Instagram followers, and then we'll reveal. Who has more followers, Eva or Marlo? Guys?
Oh, I'm probably Eva, because you know you...
Okay, and who do you think has more?
Me.
Okay, let's reveal. Yes, you do. All right. Who has more followers, Dorinda or Luann?
Ooh.
Need a quick guess, guys.
Blondes have more fun, so I'm going to say this one. I don't know what her name
Dorinda.
Is.
I'm going to say Luann.
Okay, it's Dorinda. Wow. Who has more followers, Candy or Cynthia?
Candy.
Candy.
Candy, wow, 6.3 million. Who has more followers, Mariah or Quad from Married to Medicine?
Quad.
Mariah.
It is Miss Quad, Miss Quad. She got it. Who has more followers, Dorit or Teddy from Beverly Hills?
Dorit.
I don't want them. Yes. Shit. I don't. The one okay. To the right.
Okay, you say Teddy. Yes, you're right. All right. Who has more followers, Kenya or Sheree?
Kenya.
All right, it is Kenya. Who has more followers, Giselle or Karen from Potomac?
Giselle.
Yes, she does. Who has more followers, Margaret Josephs or Danielle from the Jersey Housewives?
I like Margaret.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
Danielle. Yes, it is Danielle. Who has more followers, Erica Jane or Lisa Rinna?
Erica Jane.
Erica Jane, I follow Erica Jane.
Rinna by 100,000. Who has more followers, Ashley or Monique from Potomac?
Monique.
Ashley.
It is Monique. Last up, in terms of the husbands, who has more followers, Mauricio or Joe Gorga?
Joe, because I like Gorga. Joe.
Yes, it is Joe Gorga. Thank you very much. By the way, Shamari said, and who knew that just because you never heard of the designer determined if you liked it or not?
Ooh.
Miss Lawrence. She just tweeted it. So I guess that Valenciaga, Shamari did.
Okay, hi, Shamari. So listen, I wasn't really at you, but here's what I'll say. I never said whether I liked it or not, but since you're on the subject, I didn't like it. I just was talking about the fact that you said Valenciaga. Nobody ever heard of it because you were talking about Marlo and her labels and stuff, but then you yelled out Valenciaga as if it was a thing. Well, I'm Mother Balenciaga, darling, and so I never heard of Balenciaga. But I still like, it's no Tino Shea because I don't know you,
Shamari
never met you.
Shamari looks very pretty at the reunion.
Yeah, I agree.
Her makeup was nice.
Eva, Julie B said, since Marlo was upset they cut out good parts of her fight against you in Tokyo, did they leave out any of your shade?
They left out so much. Like, they gave her a very generous edit. Very
okay, good. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Tiger Woods, who in a huge comeback today won his fifth Masters title after an 11-year championship slump. That was incredible. But has anyone verified that his win is legal? I mean, the guy does love to cheat.
Oh, that's not nice.
He won. He deserved that green jacket.
I was very excited, and I watched it, and I loved it. It's a joke, everybody. Today's Jackal goes to Twitter trolls, Lightshade, who are complaining that Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, and Teddy Mellencamp are too old to go to Coachella. You know, I actually think these ladies have a lot in common with younger Coachella goers, especially Rinna.
Let me show you one thing, but this is what I hear.
This is my multivitamin B. This is for your adrenals. Sleeping pill.
Anybody else need anything while I got my bag out?
Egg.
Yes! Rinna and her pill bag. That's okay. All right.
That's
I want to thank
LA.
Eva, Miss Lawrence, and Amira for being here. All right. Hey, everybody. We are back with Eva and Miss Lawrence and Amira behind the bar. Amira's book is called The Power of Sprinkles, and her store is Flower Shop Bakery in New York City.
So good.
So great. Thank you.
You guys are saying it was mean of me to make that Tiger Woods joke?
Too soon.
Too soon?
Because last year, if you remember the Masters, they were like, oh, he'll never do it again. Tiger's lost his juju. Sit it down. And I feel like he had so much to prove, and he came back, and he did it.
No, it was amazing. I said I thought it was amazing.
But then
you
shot at him.
No, oh, God. Okay.
He's the OG housewife.
Debbie is...
But you cleaned it up. You cleaned it up.
Okay.
I thought you could.
All right, let's go to the phones. It is Sierra from Alabama. Sierra's on the show Tuesday night, the other Sierra. What's your question, Sierra?
Hey, Andy and Miss Lawrence. I'm Tierra. Hey, baby. And my question is for Eva.
Okay.
So, Eva, I want to know how you feel about Tanya's description changing from Nene's friend to your friend. And I love you.
That was so funny. What did you think of
it? I thought it was hilarious. You know, I got to know Tanya while doing the show. I didn't know her prior to. I adore her. She's actually one of my very good friends. I talk to her at least a few times a week.
That's nice.
I'll take it.
Miss Lawrence, we got a question from Kimberly S. on our walkabout on Facebook. If you could make over one housewife from any franchise, who would it be?
None of them, because I don't do that anymore.
Okay, let's go to Jacob from Texas. Hey, Jacob.
Good answer.
What's your question?
I got to learn how not to answer the question.
Hey, how you doing, Jacob?
Good. Eva, Ms. Lawrence, y'all look great. My question is, tonight, Marlo called out Eva for her title changing, and Marlo's been on the season the past 7 seasons, and her title has changed. And Eva has the peach, and she doesn't. So I just want to know, do y'all think she will ever get a peach?
Well, I know that Kroger and Publix has them on sale during the summertime, so she can go get one.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Tanya from Harlem. Hey, Tanya, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello.
Great.
Well, my question is for Miss Lawrence, whom I love. And Miss Lawrence, let me tell you, I think you're a very underrated singer. They did not give you enough shine, so I love you.
Thank you, baby.
Anyway. The question I have is, where do you find more drama happening? On your current show, Star, or Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh, darling, have you watched Star? Right. It is full of drama. You have Star, who's played by Jude Demarest, who's always, like, robbing somebody, sleeping with somebody's husband or something, honey, to make ends meet and to get to her stardom. And have you seen Miss Bruce? Bitch, Miss Bruce wear every color hair in the rainbow, honey. She now has a new man, honey. And her new man's ex-wife, a girlfriend, a baby mama has popped up into the picture. So now Miss Bruce is dealing with baby mama drama, you know. So Stay tuned to Star, which comes on Wednesdays, but I would have to say Star.
Let's go to Tina from Tennessee. Hey, Tina, what's your question?
Thank you, babe.
My question is for everyone, but I want to know if anyone knows for a fact where Marlo gets her income from, and if no one knows for a fact where she gets it from, then do they have ideas?
Tea. I don't
I'm gonna
know
tell
her
you
like
this
that.
Much. I'm gonna tell you. Oh, go ahead. And I'm gonna
okay,
let you go.
Well, unlike some of the women on this show, my mother taught me two things: never speak about someone's income, and never speak about someone's man. So, I don't answer that question.
Miss Lawrence,
listen here. Who knows where anybody really gets that money from? Unless,
I well,
I tell you where I get my money.
Okay,
I get my money from Bravo and Sirius and Anderson Cooper.
Well, y'all know what y'all not gonna. Y'all gonna let me finish?
Okay.
Outside of ourselves, we favor. We get our money from favor.
No, we get our money from the jobs that and work that we do.
Everything.
Mine comes from
every job is honorable as long as you ain't hurting nobody or robbing nobody or stealing
honey,
from nobody.
Bernie Madoff is all the way in jail from his job.
He was robbing people. Honey. He was robbing people, though.
Yes, he
See,
was.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Every job is honorable as long as you ain't hurting nobody or robbing nobody
the
or
killing
nobody.
The point is that we don't know.
I want to thank Eva and Miss Lawrence and Amira for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Debbie Smith. We'll see you on Revelations tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.